dynamite in your car.
Is that how I can
now
you visit me?
It's going to be recorded by
that might
the
improve
FBI.
His car.
play strife.
I'm going to hit you. I am literly going to hit you.
The second generation MOBA.
You know, doesn't EA, isn't this the EA one?
No? Strife? No, this is one made by Heroes of New Earth.
Shiite Muslim gonna die!
Oh my god. Dude, attack! Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well have killed one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I very well might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh! No!
Has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on!
I really hate you.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me, God?
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the fuck? What is Sona doing?
Go, kill him! Oh, I'm gonna miss the edge!
You guys suck balls, man.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. I am your host, Lance, a.k.a. Sev, joined by my douchebag friends, Josh, a.k.a. Negative Apex, Ian, a.k.a. Douchebag Prowler.
Hey, what?
Hey.
Hi. And a returning guest, Katniss, not a douchebag, a.k.a. Lauren. What's up?
Aw, yay. I'm the only non-douchebag.
Hey, She's the only one I didn't make fun, so.
I like it being a douchebag, so thank you for the compliment.
We're
just going to start our own show called Douchebag Radio.
Ooh, I like that.
The douchebag hour.
Parks and Recreation, Douche Nation.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, for people that actually watch Parks and Rec, I guess.
Douche Nation? They would. A nation made up of douches?
It's like The Douche has a radio show. And
The
Douche Nation.
The radio show. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Welcome to...
Okay, then.
I don't know what the other guy's name is. It's like, welcome to something in The Douche.
Yeah, I don't know.
The other guy's not important, though.
But yeah, show, right?
Are you done?
Is this a show?
Are you done?
No, I'm not done. So I was like driving my car today. Yeah. And the sky was like blue and it had some clouds in it. And,
oh, yeah.
And like a squirrel was on the side of the road.
Did you see a rainbow?
And I thought the
squirrel
was going to run.
Okay, you cut him off now. Let's keep moving on.
If only I did have that kind of power.
If you did, we wouldn't be on the show.
Let me just cut off mic 2. Click. No, it doesn't work like that. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? We hope everyone is having a splendid night. We know we sure aren't.
Yeah, what?
I
was having a good time until we get on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
We talked a few weeks ago about doing a top 5 co-op games list, because we haven't really done this in a long time, have we? I think I honestly can't remember what the last one was. I think it was like
It's been a while.
Was it
it's been a while.
Companions?
Heroes.
That's right.
Was?
Yeah.
Was I on that show?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
And Superman was on none of those lists.
Yeah, because Superman's super stupid.
Yeah, he is.
Hey guys, let's make a superhero that's super strong, that's super fast, that has X-ray vision, he could burn through things, and he can't die.
Okay, you're just going to tick off like everyone that's a DC fan be like, okay, technically, he gets all his powers from the sun and he can't die, and that's what's going to happen.
And kryptonite is the weakness of the base rock.
Let's give him only one weakness too, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and then let's make Aquaman.
Hey! Don't bust Aquaman's fishballs.
Yeah. Aquaman's amazing. Step off Aquaman, guys.
He's all like, summon my sea friends. Hey, make me a sandwich, bro.
What about the Flash?
And then, like,
he got gypped.
And then, like,
Dude, the Flash got gypped. It's like, hey, I can run really fast. So can Superman.
He's got more powers than that.
Does he?
He eats a lot. He has a really high metabolism.
Don't I wish I had that?
God, if I had a high metabolism, I'd be eating everything.
So yeah, co-op
cheeseburgers.
It's about things.
Cheeseburgers, yeah, Sue.
I had a baconator today.
Get me some fried potatoes.
Potatoes.
Cheeseburgers and some bacon.
Potatoes. That's how you say it in the South.
South.
Is that like the southern of Hoth? I'm going the South. You know, the not snowy part of Hoth. Just full of rednecks.
Absolutely.
So it's full of Josh.
Anyway.
And trailers.
Who wants to go first?
Are we going to do five, and then we all go around, and then we do four, all go around, and three, all go around.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what we typically do.
Okay.
Well, you go first, Lance. You've never gone first.
Oh, thank you, Josh. You're not a douchebag anymore.
Okay. Oh, I was just going to go AFK.
Were you really?
No.
I see. My opinions are not important. Anyway, number five on my list of top 20, five co-op games.
Top 20? We're going to be here a while, people.
Only I get to do top 20, you guys get to do five. Anyway, it's Sonic the Hedgehog, back to the old Sega Genesis. The reason why I put this on here is because you could, of course, play as Tails. In addition to Sonic, obviously. But that was probably the most fun I've ever had as a child playing, because I got to play with my sister and I got to basically beat her every time and save her. So it was nice. Sonic the Hedgehog is probably the absolute first. I actually want to say probably first video game and first co-op game I've ever played. And what was really cool about it was you actually had like these side levels called the Emerald Zones, which is basically just going down tunnels at super high speed, grabbing all these different emeralds and dodging bombs and other things. And we never beat the game, even though we played it for about a good straight 5 years. Never beat it. Not once.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Well, we beat the game, not the Emerald Zones, which was like a whole nother mini game zone thing. It just couldn't be done. I know. I would love to meet somebody that could. And probably if I went to it right now, it wouldn't happen. So, yeah. Again, this is my top five because I loved it. Yeah.
So,
and it's probably not going to be anyone
else's.
So it's
like all of your five? It's all of your top five?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
You said that this is my top five.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm twisting words.
That's called rum.
Rum, son.
It's called rum, son.
Wrong thing.
Anyway, yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog is my number five.
Cool.
So Josh, why don't you go next?
Okay. So my number five is Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate.
For the Wii?
Yeah.
Yeah. You love that game.
Dude, I've played that game for a long time. It's awesome. I mean, you like group up and you kill monsters and stuff. It was really fun. I never played it with you guys because you douches never bought it. But
I have a Wii.
I mean, just like playing with like random people and stuff. It was, you know, it took like a lot of coordination, teamwork, stuff like that to kill some of the harder monsters. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was really interested in buying that game, to be honest.
Remember, I didn't want to play it because I didn't want to kill those cute dinosaurs. Couldn't do it.
I want to get a DS, dude, so we could, and we should all buy a DS and get a Monster Hunter 4.
See, that was the problem for me. I had to go buy a Wii. It wasn't going
to
happen.
I already had to buy it for Zelda games for my wife, so.
Lance doesn't have a Wii.
Oh, Lance.
Yeah, sadly.
They have surgeries and stuff for that.
Why?
Where are they going to go find me a Wii?
saving Lance's Wii.
Hey, it's okay. I did that too. Now I've got a Titan Wii.
My God.
It's going to be like that.
We move on now, right?
It's going to be like that South Park episode where they grow wieners on rats.
Oh, God! What?
I was really hoping you were going to finish that sentence.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Anyway.
Disturbing.
Ian, what's yours?
What? What's what?
Take a guess.
What's your Wii?
I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, and I don't really care because I really couldn't think of anything. But I really wanted to put Borderlands on here. The problem is I've probably played like an hour Borderlands. That's my issue. So I'm not going to put a game up. I only play a little bit of, even though it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. God.
I put Destiny on there. It's my number five.
That's cool. Not bad.
Yeah. Destiny's one of my honorable mentions, man.
I really, really warned myself going back and forth, and like, no, I'm not going to put it on there. It's too soon. And I was just like, no, I have to. It's the whole reason I keep playing the game. So, I don't know. It's really fun. And when you play with people you know, you can get mad at them, blame them for being stupid or, you know, quotation marks. I died behind a barrel, so it's okay. You know, stuff like that. It's a lot of fun to play with people.
That's the kind of stuff we do anyway to each other. We always blame everything on each other.
Anyway, that's my number five.
Why did I just shoot myself in the head, Ian? God. That's cool. I don't think it's too soon, to be honest.
Thank you.
I mean, that Destiny is almost a game that you have to play with your friends. Yeah. I mean, that's what, of all the, like, with all the heroic content and the weekly nightmares and crap like that, it's a really fun game if you have a couple friends you love to play with.
Yeah, I agree.
You can get a couple friends to play with eat Wii's too, but, you know.
Wow. Moving on. Back to me. Number four is Resident Evil 5. This one was kind of tough because I liked all the other Resident Evils, but this one was probably the only one that really, I guess, played the most with.
I want to play this
co-op.
With you.
Dude, I played Resident Evil 5 three times on co-op with different people.
I want to play with you.
From the beginning all the way to the end. So, yeah, it was an extremely fun experience to play. You know, you get to play as Chris, Redfield, and then Sheva Alomar. And, I mean, the amount of... what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Co-opiness?
The amount of teamwork. The amount of teamwork that is involved with just sharing weapons, being able to cover each other. There's many times in that game where you're completely surrounded and you have to rely on your ally to save you. There were many times where, you know, one person would have to focus on just being that sniper, long range kind of weapons, and the other person would be close range, like heavy stuff. And every single time you would face against a boss, there was always some place in there that you could have like a high perch or somebody to come up there and just keep sniping and have the other person almost kind of tanking the boss in a way. And it was just really fun. I mean, you had to do quick time events together, which was really important. The boss fights were extremely difficult, so relying on your teammate and more communication was even more important. And I really enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, I played it three times through with three different people. So, yeah, I definitely felt it deserved to be on there. So, Josh, what is your number four?
My number four is ODST's Firefight.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we... I can't remember who I played with it a lot. I think me and Ian played it a lot. Lance, I think you played it. Yeah, you played it with us a bunch.
You and I.
Yeah, we would play it like yeah. Anyway, I don't know. It's really fun. It was the first firefight for in the Halo genre, I think, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was when I first introduced it. Because that was right after...
Yeah, because Halo 4 had it. And then, yeah, so ODST was the first one.
Reach.
Reach. That's what I meant. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, surviving against waves of Covenant and crap like that. And it was always really hard. And eventually you died and you could yell at the other person for dying.
I remember...
Stay alive to the next round. You idiot. And then you're like, why are you calling me an idiot? You died in like the first 2 seconds. You get mad at me.
Yeah, you had to share lives.
Share lives, health packs.
And it was a lot harder than Reach. Reach, to me, made it very easy. And ODST was very scary.
ODST was really hard.
I remember when I came down there one year, and the three of you guys and Jason, and we stayed up like till 4 in the morning playing Firefight on one round, like one consecutive session. Like, it was just... I couldn't believe we lasted that long. It was insane. I had so much fun playing that with you guys.
Yeah. A lot of good memories for Firefight.
Oh, yeah. I've even tried playing that with my dad, but it just doesn't... We don't get that far.
He's not going to say why.
Land sucks.
I guarantee more than Halo than all of you.
Yeah. I've seen you play Halo. You're not as bad as you think you are.
I'm pretty bad. I enjoy it, but I'm really bad at it.
Well, that's the key, enjoying it.
But nobody wants me on your team then.
Ian, what is your number four?
I wanted to put this higher, but things got in the way. Left 4 Dead. You know, it's got zombies in it. I mean, that's always fun with friends. Trying to stay together, and then, you know, the friendly fire or the, you know, Molotov cocktails going off and shooting Lance in the leg while running away from a horde, and he can't tell because his computer is a piece of crap. Stuff like that. Or the typical... There's a witch in front of us, and somebody goes, "Hey guys, I got this," and yeah, it doesn't turn out well.
Yeah. You just walk up to it with a shotgun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what everybody says. Oh, just kill the shotgun. Oh, I missed. So, you know. Anyway, yeah, that game has had some of the best experiences I've had in gaming. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think I've spent probably after Shogun, I think Left 4 Dead was the most highest hours spent playing on Steam.
Yeah,
it's a good game. Okay, we're back to me now. Number three. I had kind of a hard time picking between the particular game and the entire series, but I picked Splinter Cell Conviction. The reason why I said I had a hard time picking was because Splinter Cell Conviction was not the first Splinter Cell game to come out with co-op. It was Pandora Tomorrow. And actually, I don't believe they had it in Chaos Theory. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ian. But
yeah, I don't think they did. No.
Yeah. Actually, they didn't even have Spies vs. Mercs in the third one, so that was kind of a big deal. anyway, the reason why I picked this one over the other Pandora Tomorrow was because this one actually had a story involved. You played as Archer and Kestrel, and yeah. there was actually like a whole other game involved. It was really nice because you could play just the regular game of Splinter Cell, and then you got to play these two operatives. One was American and one was Russian. And, you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't finished that already, you probably never will. But what was so interesting was after you got to play with your friend after, like, a good 5 or 6 hours of co-op, and you guys are, like, getting through all these cool obstacles and missions, and it's, like, you know, such a good feeling to finally get to the very end, and both of you receive a message that the other one is trying to kill you. So after you've spent all this time working together with your friend, you have to kill your friend. So
yeah, it was awesome.
That was always really cool because it's like, wait, what? What? And you're both hiding from each other and you have to hunt each other down like on a plane. So
no, go ahead.
I absolutely loved that game and it had a really good story to it with the co-op.
That moment where you turn on each other, I was playing with Michael. I had no idea it was coming.
Did he?
And Mike, no, it was our first playthrough. And at that time, Michael was like surpassing me in video gaming. So, you know, when it came up, I was like, "Well, I'm dead." And like somehow I magically killed him and it was just so satisfying. I was like, "I don't suck at video games, see?"
Slightly off topic, we really need to do our DayZ thing where Katniss texts one of us to kill others.
Oh yeah, what was that exactly again?
I tried to do that once.
Well, it wasn't planned out. It's gotta be planned out.
Knowing it.
But anyways, just side point, we really need to do that. That'd be awesome.
Basically, we would do a stream, and within the hour of the stream, she has to text one of us. We all know she's going to text one of us. And then, basically, in order to win, you have to kill both people without dying. So.
And wasn't it to where like they couldn't know that it was you or something? Or did that matter?
Right. But you know... One of us three is going to get the text. So it's like, you know, the whole time you're playing, you're like, you don't know what they're doing. You don't know when they're going to get it, if they got it at the beginning of the stream or in the middle or what.
Maybe we could set that up. Maybe sometime next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And we can post it out on Facebook and you guys can keep watch and see what happens. Okay, where are we at?
Josh.
Josh.
Number three, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Left 4 Dead. Yeah. That game is just so fun to play with a couple of your friends. And like Ian said, like the guy that runs up with the shotgun or throws the Molotov on the witch and is like, "Guys, I got this." And the flaming witch kills 3 to 4 of you. And you're like, "I hate that guy." Or the tank knocking you off of a building or just slamming you into the ground. It's crazy. Chaotic fun. Ian was always killing people.
Zombies. Zombies.
Yeah. And other things. So yeah, Left 4 Dead was my number three. It had a lot of good times in it.
That's really funny. Yeah, it was great. Okay. Moving on. Ian, number three.
I know it's not your traditional co-op game, but I did League of Legends.
It's a co-op game.
Yeah, I know, but I just kind of, I don't know. Mainly because we can suffer together. The blaming game is so much more fun in that game.
It's so easy to play.
And that moment where you make a great play, especially with another person that you know or a good friend, you're like, "Yeah, woo, we're awesome, we're going, the world's not." So, yeah. And winning in that game is so satisfying, especially when we're all a team. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I didn't even think about League of Legends. I'm always so mad at it.
I know.
Okay, we're back to me. Y'all are going to laugh at my number two. Can anyone take a guess?
Barbie's Horse Adventures.
Left 4 Dead.
Is Left 4 Dead? I was, you know, as you were talking, Josh, I was thinking, you know, why I put mine higher up on my list than you guys. And I think it was because, and I was going to mention this, but I think it was because I thoroughly enjoyed the 20-player co-op involved in that game, which I know you guys hated.
Yeah, I hated that crap.
Dude, let's get shot by all the people.
I loved that so much because it was so much harder, even though you had like 10 times more people with you. You know, you could walk out of the safe house and like three people are dead instantly from chargers and the game just started. Anyway, that was probably why I had it up a little bit higher. I'll never forget when, Ian, you and I were at a wedding and you and I didn't really talk very much. We were just kind of like, yeah, we played Halo together, you know, that's about it. And you came up to me and you were like, so I hear there's a new, four-player zombie co-op game coming out. And I was like, what? What? Really? That's a thing? And I got so excited. And, like, that was one of the only games I was looking forward to for a really long time. And then, of course, we spent a gazillion hours playing Left 4 Dead. And then, not to mention the multiplayer involved with it. You get to play as the zombies.
I never did like that because I was bad at it. But, you know.
I liked it because I got to play a smoker and drag people into fire. that was my most satisfying thing in that game. But yeah, it's probably one of the best co-op games on the market, in my opinion. And I challenge anyone to challenge that.
Ooh. Whoa.
Ooh. Okay, Joshua. Number two.
Oh, no. DayZ.
Oh, wow.
That was on one of your other lists, too.
Yes. It's hard not to put DayZ on list because we have played it so much within the last couple of years. And this is, you know, it's interchangeable between the DayZ mod and the DayZ standalone. We both played it. You know, we've all played it so many times together. It's so frustrating when one of us dies and, you know, you just have to sit there and run back to them or meet up somewhere. It's crazy. It takes like so much coordination. You always have to have one of us looking out for the others while we go into a town, and Lance is always trying to cover us with his sniper rifles, and instead he's like off napping somewhere so he doesn't get shot.
Hey.
And me and Ian are dying.
Hey. I have proof.
It's like, oh, gunfire. Yeah, I've got you guys covered. Running the opposite way.
Those are lies.
It's such a fun game to play in a group. It gets so chaotic at times. I remember one time I was in the office in Electro, and I'm getting shot at, and Ian is in the town, and he's running across the street, and I'm firing at Ian because I don't realize it's him.
hey, you're shooting. So I remember saying, hey, you're shooting. He's just laying down the button. Hey, Josh, that's me.
Yeah, it's God, that game has some ridiculously crazy moments, and so many good memories, so many helicopter fights, so many just killing each other by accident. It's just it's a
so
really
many
fun game
killing
to play
each other by accident.
Yeah, so many times when we kill each other by accident, and certain people don't like to admit it, and DayZ is an awesome game to play with a couple friends. It's crazy.
I remember when the DayZ mod came out and I wasn't playing it, and I think this was when I was still playing Tor, and Josh, you were like, Lance, come play DayZ, and I kept declining, and finally you said, Lance, do you like zombies? I was like, yeah. Do you like killing zombies? I was like, yeah, then come play the game. That was it. I went and bought the game. I went and bought Arma and got the mod.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That turned into a game that we've all played so much, and we keep going back to it. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I started skipping out on raids so I could play DayZ with you guys. I was like, I got another appointment. Oh, man. Ian, it's your number two.
I didn't get the number. No, I'm kidding. We're gonna start repeating each other basically now.
Yeah,
I can already tell. I did ODST.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mainly because of Firefight. I mean, the campaign was really fun, co-op wise, but I know the Firefight concept is not a new thing. I think Gears of War had it first and a couple other games, but introducing that into Halo was just one of the most exciting things for me. And it was one of those things that was rumored to be in Halo 2 and never happened. It was supposed to be like a survival mode just on Blood Gulch or Coagulation. Never came out, and so when ODST came out and Firefight came out, it was just like one of my favorite things in the world. So,
do you guys... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was trying to remember. I do remember and I don't, but wasn't theater mode available in ODST Firefight?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember saving clips of like sticking a brute in the crotch and it like jumped over Michael and killed him or something. It's really funny. It was a spike grenade.
Sounds pretty crazy.
It looked really bad, like pausing it. It looked wrong. So wrong. But yeah, ODST.
So my number one, it's not ODST, but it is a Halo game. Can y'all guess which
Halo
one?
Halo 2.
Nope.
Reach?
Really?
Four.
No. It is what? Halo 3.
Oh, everything but it.
The reason why I said Halo 3, because I did enjoy the co-op in all of the games. I enjoyed it. But Halo 3 was the first one to introduce four-player co-op on a Halo game. So
that's why I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's why I picked that. Because when that game came out, me and some of my local friends here and my dad got together. And we played Halo 3. One person was Master Chief, and everyone else was the elites.
It's Master Chief one.
Oh, yeah. Master Chief always wins.
It's kind of cool how they gave like every elite to, like, if you looked in the little manual, had their own little storyline, but they look alike, the two elites on your team.
I thought it was really clever for them to do that because, you know, the elites were working with the humans at the time, and they couldn't, unlike the first game, just add in more Spartans, because, you know, it didn't make any sense to have another Spartan. So it was really clever on their part to include four-player co-op. I'm wondering if maybe that was the reason why they wrote it that way, because we need four-player co-op, but it's got to make sense. All right, let's change the whole lore of the game.
I always said you should be able to play as ODSTs and as the second and third player and fourth player.
That would have made sense too. And I think I would have preferred that, to be honest.
Well, killing brutes as elites is really fun too.
Stupid brutes. But yeah.
Stupido.
It was great. I have that on my number one because it's a Halo game. It's not the first co-op game, obviously, but it is the most fun I've had playing a shooter co-op game, I'd have to say. Just because, unlike Left 4 Dead, we had people with us. You know, it was like LAN, you know, even though the screens were split four ways, it was still fun. You had all your friends here. And then, if you wanted, you could do it online, which you couldn't do in Halo 2. So, yeah. Halo 3, number one. Josh, what is your number one?
League of Legends.
Wow. What?
Really?
Yeah.
Full of all the surprises.
We've been playing that game for the last 4 or 5 years now. And we just put so much time into that game. All of the J4 parkour, Orianna combos, and Vi Orianna combos, and Malphite Vi Orianna combos, and
all include Orianna.
the time when me and Lance were the only two guys on our team because all the other three had quit, and Lance was Cho'Gath, I was old school Heimer, and we defended our last two turrets for like, I don't know, it had to been like 10, 15 minutes against the five-man team. It was crazy. We were just dominating the other
team. We forced them to get Baron.
Yeah, they had to like they had tried to attack our base like three or four times. They could not kill us. We kept killing off their guys. They had to get Baron. They pushed on us. I think we even killed a couple of them. And they had to like go back and then come back. I mean, it was crazy. We've just had some amazing. It's the most frustrating game. I think League is worse than DayZ as far as frustration goes. But it's been a game we've played so much. It's brought us closer as friends. You know, other than the yelling at each other for screwing up,
it's all part of the love.
Overall, yeah, it's part of the love. I had to include it. It's become such a part of our lives at this point.
Yeah, I don't think League is going to be going anywhere anytime soon with us. I mean, like, we may move to other games, but it's always going to be the game we're going to be coming back to. Yep. I think. That's a good pick. Ian, Prala, what is your number one?
Like I said, we're going to be repeating each other when it comes to the top three. So I think DayZ was my last number one on whatever list we did. I don't know. I thought it was.
I think it was.
But yeah, I did DayZ as number one. I just playing with you guys, and it's just so addictive when you're in a group. And you know, like Josh said, you have to communicate. You know, okay, I'm gonna walk over here, and you either didn't press the push to talk button, or you just forgot to say it, and you get shot because you didn't say, you know, I was gonna walk in the store and get some candy. No. Lance kills you and goes, you walked in front of my gun on, see, look at the screen.
Look at the screen. Moments
like that, you know, the fact I can't drive a car, you know, Josh can't fly a helicopter. And it's still the most stressful situations that I've ever had in gaming. But, you know, you get to enjoy it with friends, if you have friends. You know, it isn't a co-op game. Sorry, people. And the most important or the most joy I get is watching the never-ending glitch deaths for Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
Just wait. It's like every time we play, how is Josh going to die today?
You know what? That should be our next
trip
list.
And fall, you know, this should be our next over list. By a, you know, it's always fun.
I think my top two deaths in DayZ has been Lance pushing me through the hospital wall.
Second story.
The second or third story.
We were on the top in the third story.
And I think it was the third story, dude, because we were almost to the top and he pushed me through the wall and I died.
You walked in front of me, man.
I think the other most frustrating one was Lance was like, hey, let me try out these handcuffs on you. Dead.
He didn't say they were C4 handcuffs.
Oh, that's... Oh, God, that game hates me.
I still think the funniest one was not you, but it was when Sayla was standing next to a rock and it just killed her.
She did that when we were, like, getting scrap metal, and she, like, just died inside of a rock. It's like the rock sucked her in. Take the rock. Oh, look, there's a person. I'll think I'll eat it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Close to when DayZ had originally come out, and, you know, before all of the vehicle and helicopters had become prevalent, we had a little bird. And, you know, it was an amazing find because, well, you just didn't find that crap back then. And I was like, Ian, jump out of the helicopter. Oh, check out this camp. Check out this camp, Ian. So he jumps out, and the next thing I hear is just nothing. Just a beep, beep, beep. The engines aren't going, and the helicopter is beeping, and I am just going down.
I took damage from that, okay?
Fat ass broke my helicopter when he jumped out of it.
I broke the back rotor. That's back when you couldn't control when you parachuted. And it was like as soon as you jumped out, you instantly did it. And it's like I flew. He like went down and I flew up. So, yeah.
He broke my helicopter. Oh, God.
Dude, dying in that game has always been so funny.
Yep.
Well, it's funny later.
Yeah, it's funny it's later.
Funny, when it funny later, yeah.
Well, those are our top five co-op games of all time. We do obviously have honorable mentions. I'm going to go through. I only made three just for the sake of making three. I don't know why. Anyway, I made Orcs Must Die 2, Shogun 2, and Portal 2. All twos.
All the twos.
All twos.
All the twos.
All the twos.
But yeah, those were the ones I wanted to have on the list, but just couldn't quite put them on there. Josh, do you have honorable mentions?
Yes, I have a few of them. Super Smash Brothers for the N64, Borderlands, Destiny. I wanted to put on there, and then Shogun 2.
Oh, you put Shogun on there too. Ian, what about you?
I only have one because I could go on and on about co-op games, but one that stood out to me when I was a kid was playing with my cousins of Gauntlet on the Nintendo 64. And the best moments is when someone would touch the Grim Reaper statue and it would chase whoever touched it. And everybody, you know, that one person would try and run in front of the group and get everybody else killed. Or they would just eventually die, and there'd be yelling would ensue because I was a kid, and who do you think bumped into the Reaper statue the most? I did. So, yeah.
That's hilarious. Katniss, did you have some... Do you have a list you want to go through, too?
Do I have time?
Yeah. just run through them.
Okay, so I guess I'll go backwards order. My number five is Team Fortress.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't start playing that game until last year when I was started hanging out with you guys. But I always had so much fun with it. My number four was Cameo, which was an original Xbox game that I used to play with my brother a lot. And you can, like, you were this little fairy chick, and you could turn into different kinds of elementals. Is pretty neat. Let's see. My number three is Super Smash Brothers for the Nintendo 64, which I also used to play with my brother a lot. My number two is Portal 2, and my number one is League of Legends.
Very cool.
I'm like the only Sweet. One that didn't have League of Legends on there.
I know. I'm like the best at it.
It frustrates me so much, though.
Before I forget, I did have an honorable mention that I totally forgot.
Okay.
Do you guys remember Brute Force?
Oh, yes. Dude. I thought about that game, but I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, Brute Force. I remember Jason loved that game so much that he rebought that game at GameStop when it was like $2. I played that game with him. I was
that
like,
was the game that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I always picked the gator looking guy. That was always fun. I guess you almost look like Renekton. But yeah, that was a fun game. I think that was 4-player co-op, right?
It was four different like people class, and then they all were a different class. Yeah, that game was a lot of fun.
That was
an Xbox game. Yeah, it was an Xbox original. Game. I could not think of the name. So yeah. I'm glad you remember that one.
They should totally do an HD remake. Let's do a Kickstarter.
So what co-op games are you guys looking forward to in the future?
Ooh, Assassin's Creed Unity. Division and what's the Monster Hunter one?
Evolve.
Evolve, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
all the ones Josh just said.
Yeah.
And mainly Evolve. Like, I am so stoked for Evolve. I cannot wait for that game. But I'm also very excited to play Rainbow Six, but mainly Evolve.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah. I was thinking about Rainbow Six Siege, Evolve, and the possible rumored Left 4 Dead 3.
Yeah. Well, hey, Left 4 Dead 3 comes out, we're all going to go crazy.
I'm most excited for Division and Rainbow Six Siege, yeah. But I can't wait for Unity and Evolve.
I just want to be a monster and kill you guys. Sorry.
and Half-Life 2, right?
Half-Life 3.
Three. Whatever.
Whoa.
Okay.
So, guys,
gotta ban her from the chat.
We've got about 15 minutes left. Did you guys have any segments planned?
I have a quickie plan, so.
Okay. So we got a few topics that we could talk about. I don't know which ones are more important to you guys or quite relevant. There was the cancellation of Star Wars games, and we kind of talked on that a little bit on Sunday during last call. Master Chief is still the main protagonist. The Star Citizen footage of the planet side.
Yeah, that was interesting. I think a lot of people were surprised that they were doing that.
And the Legend of Korra game that came out. So, oh, and Wildstar apparently.
Wait. There's a Legend of Korra game?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're talking about that then.
Yeah, right. But it's poop. It's poop.
It's poop?
I really wanted to touch on Project Morpheus. We haven't talked about VR in a while, and an article came out on Sony's Project Morpheus.
I don't know
did
why
I have
I
any
that.
More digital Japanese schoolgirls? Because if it didn't, I don't care.
God, dude, I actually read an article about that. Oh, it was on Cracked. I read the article that, yeah, there are VRs with, like, there's, like, a shared drinking VR thing where you share a drink with an anime girl. There's cool. a simulation boob over the shirt boob feeling game, and it actually comes with, like, a...
I saw that.
Yeah, like a pair of boobs.
You know, for the guy can't get laid.
And then there's one other one that I can't remember. So there's some of those. But there was an article wrote on IGN for Sony's Project Morpheus, and the guy had tried it out, and he talked about how blown away he was with Project Morpheus. He played two different things. Greg Miller from IGN got to play like a Cool Runnings type game where he like took a skateboard or something down a hill and was dodging traffic and stuff. It was pretty cool. Talking about how crazy that was to do it on VR. And then the one I really liked was the castle demo, which put you in a courtyard of a medieval keep. He held a move wand in each of his hands. And he says, I spent the first few seconds of the demo spinning around in a circle, looking up at the sky and just admiring my surroundings. It was a bit surreal to be fully committed visually to this setting, but still be hearing the invisible Sony representative walk me through the demo just a few feet away. I took a step forward and my character did. I looked down over a grate and that sat above a dungeon and was legitimately scared that if I took another step forward, I would actually fall through. When I finally had my fill of ogling, I proceeded with the demo. Each move one acted as one of my hands. I could raise, lower, rotate, and swat with a close to 1-1 representation as I've ever experienced in motion controls. Each of the moves triggers acted as a respective hand grip, which came in handy with the arsenal of weapons to my side. I reached for a sword, wrapped my fingers around it, picked it up, and began swinging it through the air. Chopping away at an armored dummy provided incredible, surreal entertainment that I hadn't quite experienced it in a VR game. He goes on to write, I finished my time with the swords by picking up one in each hand and Count Dooku-ing the dummy. My second weapon was a flail, which I had an excellent sense of weight and inertia to it. Smoothly rotating my wrist allowed the spike ball to gain momentum, which demolished the dummy on contact, but if I simply tried to swing the flail without building up a sense of speed, it wouldn't really make a dent in the armor. I love the idea of a game using VR and motion that requires you to physically move in different ways depending on which weapon or item you choose. So yeah, he really had a lot of like good things to say about the Project Morpheus, and I think it was really cool that it was introduced with the Sony's motion handheld things. What did he? I don't remember what he called them, but the wand things.
The not Wii controller.
Yeah, the not Wii controller.
See, it's got a ball on it. It's not a Wii controller. And, it's got a ball on it.
Yeah.
That's Nintendo's VR right there.
Say what?
What I just sent you, that's Nintendo's VR.
Wow.
It's just the DS strapped on his head.
Oh, is that, I think that's a Wii U remote.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my god. I thought it was cool that it was a 1-1 representation though too. You know, that yeah. It was I thought that was really cool.
One thing on VR before we move on, okay. Really quick. You guys remember Casey Hudson, former BioWare developer?
Yes,
he did the Mass Effect trilogy. He did a tweet and took a pic, put out a tweet of the Oculus Rift and put "It begins," and that's it.
So that could mean like one or two things.
He's no longer with BioWare, so
yeah, that's what I mean. I kind of doubt it's gonna be for Mass Effect just because he's not with BioWare, but it could be. Or
God, can you imagine? That'd some of those awesome action scenes with the
hey, maybe it'll come with one of those
what was her name, the hot Australian one,
Miranda. Chick number
Miranda.
One.
Oh,
Miranda
Yvonne Stravinsky or whatever.
Yeah, Yvonne Stravinsky, yeah. I don't know.
Nobody liked the space racist Ashley.
Oh my goodness.
I had a really hard time putting up with that. You know, dude, who I thought was one of the coolest women was Tali.
Oh yeah, Tali was the best, dude.
She was awesome.
Tali was awesome. I still think Jax was awesome though. Jack. Oh my god.
Okay.
Jax. I was a good dude.
Jax is so cool. I need to play League. Okay.
He can hit me with his lantern anytime.
He doesn't even need a weapon.
Doesn't even need a weapon.
Imagine if he had a real weapon.
Oh my god.
We'll have to real quick, back on the topic of Mass Effect, we'll have to play the real honest trailers from Mass Effect that they came out with.
I haven't played the third one, no.
Oh,
god. I'm gonna buy it like next week.
It is so funny. I think it's more funny than Destiny. But we'll have to wait for you to finish it then.
Yeah.
Wait, you haven't played Mass Effect?
Three. I haven't played three.
Okay. I was about to say, yay, I'm not the only one.
Mass Effect 3 is an amazing game. The ending needs work. That's all.
That's all. It looks great. I like the multiplayer. I played the multiplayer beta when it came out, and I loved it.
Multiplayer, I loved it. Okay, so we need to move on. Josh, are you ready for your quickie?
Maybe. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Wait, we got a few seconds. What about?
Oh, never mind.
Okay. I'm going to play the music.
Welcome to Damn Here Quickie Time, where we explode informations in your face faster than a jackrabbit on moonshine. All right. So Dragon Age Inquisition's PC requirements have been revealed, and the minimum PC specs required is an operating system for Windows 7 or 8.1 64-bit. The CPU you're going to need an AMD quad-core 2.5 gigahertz or an Intel quad-core 2.0 gigahertz. You're going to need 4 gigabytes of system RAM, and your graphics card will have to meet an AMD Radeon HD 4870 or the NVIDIA GeForce 8800. The graphics card, you're going to have 512 megabytes of memory on it, and you'll need 26 gigabytes of hard drive. So Borderlands, the pre-sequel, has gotten a couple reviews. From IGN, they got an 8 out of 10. From GameSpot, a 7 out of 10. And from PC Gamer, a 7.7 out of 10. It's been confirmed that Assassin's Creed Rogue is coming to PC in early 2015. Bungie released on their one-month anniversary that an average of 3.2 million players have been logging on to Destiny each day. The Legend of Korra, the game, got a 4.2 score from IGN. Their cons included awful story, terrible item store, combat scenario design, and dull minigames. WildStar's mega servers have finally rolled out. With the new mega servers, there will now only be one PvP and one PvE server per region. With the new mega servers, WildStar will be introducing surnames to prevent duplicate names. You will also be able to change your first name if so desired. Strife is now in open beta. The new free MOBA from the creators of Hero of New Earth is in open beta. Wow, I totally miswrote that. Anyways, the game features many aspects that make the multiplayer online battle arena easier and more friendly to new players. And that's it.
Great, thanks, Josh. Katniss, what was it you wanted to say?
Oh, I was just going to give you my two honorable mentions that I had.
Sure.
For my list real quick. It was Crash Bandicoot and Star Wars Episode I Speed Racer for the Nintendo 64.
Oh my goodness. I'm surprised you even played that.
Hey.
He said it,
not me.
I'm just saying, that is a really old game. Like, I was...
It's not that old.
It's pretty old.
You're not helping your case.
Oh, God.
But that's a good one, though. I used to love playing Pod Racer a bunch.
Which
is
another
one
that I play with my brother.
Oh, I see. Anyway, that is it for tonight, episode 20, 35.
We're back in time.
Episode 35. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We hope you really enjoyed our list of top 5 co-op games of all time. And other news, VR knows about it. Make sure to tune in next week for episode 36. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Rage Quit Radio, and Twitter at MLR Rage Quit Radio, and on Twitch at Rage Quit Radio. And again, thanks so much for listening, and we hope you all have a great night. Bye-bye.